From Q95's Morning News for today, Tuesday, April 22nd, I am Arlene Gregoire. Good morning. In our headline stories this morning, United Workers Party's Thompson Fontaine reveals that Dominica has an almost $1 billion traded deficit. In news from the region, a new cadre of banana farmers wanted in St. Lucia. And internationally, Syria elections are set for June 3rd amid a civil war. The Morning News is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise, Digicel, and Fresh Vitamins. Details of these stories and more coming right up.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fence pipe. And Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins and bidets. PVC piping, fittings and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
The Marigold Development Corporation presents the 8th annual Mayfest Marigold Fisheries Complex. Friday, May 2nd to Monday, May 5th. It's gonna be more food, more fun, more excitement, more color. May say more music? Book that date. The 8th annual Mayfest. Friday, May 2nd to Monday, May 5th. Don't miss it. Send them crazy.
And welcome back. The United Workers Party says it is committed to increasing the country's gross domestic product through the realization of a new sustainable industry. In order for Dominica to realize real sustainable growth in its economy, economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine says steps must be taken to increase the country's exports and consequently reduce the level of imports. Currently, Dominica struggles with a massive trade deficit, holding an import bill of more than $500 million in goods and services annually, and exports in the region of just 60 to 70 million. Fontaine says identifying which imports can be produced locally through a process called import switching will allow for new sustainable industries to be developed. According to Fontaine, Dominica currently holds imports $12 million of poultry annually. He says an industry which can generate this level of sales can easily be developed into a sustainable industry.
An industry that is able to generate $12 million in sales in a given year is a sustainable industry in the Dominica context that could employ 100, 200 people, all right? So that's one. And one of the things that I noticed yesterday in Guadeloupe, we went to the supermarket, and here it was a ginger that sells for €6.40 a kilo. So that's roughly, that's $3, let's say that's roughly $9 a pound of ginger on the shelves in Guadeloupe. But guess what? That is ginger coming all the way from, guess where? China. So China is able to export, transport ginger from mainland China. And here in Dominica, we can actually take the ginger and sell it across, literally throw it like you're throwing stones, and it lands in Guadeloupe, right? And they're able to sell at almost $9 a pound of ginger.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine. The Goodwill Primary School has emerged victorious in the sports division and National Bank of Dominica Primary School girls football competition. In the final played in Casabruce on Wednesday, the Goodwill Primary School trashed the Woodford Hill Primary School 2-1 on a penalty kicks when there was no change in the score even after overtime. Goodwill had earlier defeated the Sinicu Primary School 1-0 in the first semi-final match, with the lone goal coming from Adelia Esprey. In the other semi-final match, Woodford Hill Primary beat the W.S. Stevens 4-0. And a Shani Angle took gold in the process and smashed her own 2013 Karifta Games record in the under-18 girls javelin event on day 3 of the 2014 Karifta Games in Martinique. This comes just one day after Chelsea Linton came first in the girls' heptathlon with a score of 4,648 points. She beat Janelle Fullerton of Jamaica and Mikkel Roach of Bahamas to give Dominica its first gold in the Karifta Games. Yesterday morning session also saw Dominica, represented by Jaleel Lloyd, participating for the first time in the under-18 4x400 miles relay. Other credible performances for Dominica were Judah Corriott clocking 1 minute 59 seconds to set a new youth record for Dominica on his way to the final for the under-18 800, and Cameron Carbon finishing in the first 7 in the under-18 3000. Dominica's coaches at the games, Godwin Dorset, stated in a release that poor weather conditions affected the medal hopeful Gihon Defoe in the long jump, an event he says that saw many athletes leaving the site injured. Dorset lamented that results of this and many other events are not yet ready, as the poor organization of the meet continue to take hold of all involved, and that is why he says that he can safely say poor organization and incompetence brought tears from some athletes and coaches as Team Dominica took the stage on day 1 and day 2 of the 2014 Karifta Games. He added that the games are covered with unpreparedness, as teams struggle to find information and accreditation for their participation at the meet. He said Dominica's situation was compounded when 4 athletes and their coaches found out that they would not be participating in their individual events due to failure of the team manager or coach to ensure that all the athletes were in their appropriate event at the technical meeting. The players who were unable to compete are Kariel Matthew in the 100 and the under-20 boys, Jazan Laura in the 3,000 under-18 boys, Anelia Austri in the 400 under-18 girls, and Tiana John Lewis in the 100 under-18 girls long jump. And the Dominica Cancer Society is urging all women to get checked for cancer by simply undergoing a pap smear. In addressing a workshop aimed at training volunteers to provide support for cancer sufferers last week, senior community health nurse Florentine Lewis noted that women should be on the lookout for the human papillomavirus, as it does contribute to more than 75% of cervical cancer. She also warns that the HPV can cause cervical and other cancers, including cancer of the vulva, the vagina, the penis, or the anus. It can also cause cancer in the back of the throat, including the base of the tongue and the tonsils.
Over 2,210 have other female genital cancers, because that HPV not only causes cervical cancer, but it can also cause cancer of the vulva and maybe of the genital tract. It also can cause cancer in men. So it's not just a female disease that we should be concerned about. We also have to be concerned about our men.
And that was the local news for this morning. In news from the region, the St. Lucia government says there is a need for a new cadre of farmers if the island is to take advantage of the new emerging markets globally. Prime Minister Dr. Kenny Anthony said in a broadcast that he believes that there is room to create a new regime of farmers, insisting that they become business people. The Prime Minister said at present, the local banana industry in St. Lucia was in no condition to maximize emerging opportunities as the Black Sikatoka disease had taken a toll on the plantations, forcing farmers to abandon their farms. In addition, he noted that the cost of inputs and production had become exorbitant, even though the government was subsidizing prices. But Anthony said there were possibilities that the industry should seek to exploit. And internationally, Syria called a presidential election for June 3rd, aiming to give President Bashar Assad a veneer of electoral legitimacy in the midst of a civil war that has killed more than 150,000 people and driven a third of the population from their homes. The opposition and the United States denounced the vote as a farce, and UN spokesman said it will hamper the prospects for a political solution. But Assad's government appears determined to hold the election as a way of exploiting its recent military gains. The announcement on Monday by Parliament Speaker Jihad Laham raises questions about how the government intends to hold any kind of credible vote within the deeply divided country, where large areas lie outside government control and where hundreds of thousands of people live in a territory that is either contested, held by rebels, or blockaded by pro-government forces. And this has been the morning's news, but first a recap of the headlines. United Workers Party's Thompson Fontaine reveals that Dominica has an almost $1 billion trade deficit. In news from the region, a new cadre of banana farmers wanted in St. Lucia. And internationally, Syria elections set for June 3rd amid a civil war. Once again, the news is brought to you compliments Rudolph Thomas Enterprise and Fast Cash. If you missed any of the news packages, log on to the website www.q95da.com. View the stories or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. I am Arlene Gregoire with the Q95 News Team.